previously on the Vampire Diaries.
Vampires and werewolves used to roam freely until a shaman put a curse on them to limit their power. Since then, werewolves can only turn on a full moon and vampires are weakened by the sun.
Elijah.
One of the originals. The legend.
Class is the real deal.
You're saying that the oldest vampire in the history of time is coming after me?
I'm prepared to offer you a deal.
What kind of a deal?
I need you to stay put and stop trying to get yourself killed.
Then I shall make certain that your friends remain unharmed.
I called Isabel.
Did you find her?
Not exactly. Hello, Elena.
Uncle John.
A bite from a werewolf can kill a vampire, so don't be his friend. Do you understand me?
Tyler kisses Caroline.
I'm Jules.
I know you're a werewolf.
Do you know where Mason is?
He's dead, Tyler. You want to know who murdered him? Your little blonde vampire did.
Caroline would never do that.
She and her little vampire friends were behind it.
Caroline comes out of her house and locks the door. She begins to look uneasy and turns round to see Tyler standing there.
Hey. How's it going?
We need to talk.
Yeah, we do. Listen, I've been thinking about it, and I don't want to overanalyze. Yeah, it was just one kiss, but Matt's still kind of in the picture. We can't go there, Tyler.
Fine.
Great. It's settled.
She walks to her car.
What happened to my Uncle Mason?
What?
He's dead, and I want you to tell me what happened.
I don't...
Then let me tell you. Stefan and his brother Damon killed him. Because Stefan and Damon are vampires. Just like you.
Who told you that?
Is it true?
Let me explain.
Did you know he was dead this whole time?
Please.
Did you know?
She nods tensely. He slams her against the car.
I'm sorry, Tyler. I'm sorry.
I trusted you.
He glares at her, and his eyes flare like a beast's. He lets her go and strides away. Caroline turns away, looking badly shaken. The Vampire Diaries. Damon is in the shower, while the TV is on in the other room.
The sheriff's department believes drugs played a part in the assailant's deranged and violent behavior that left three people dead at last night's booster club dinner at a local high school. The authorities believe last night's assailant may also be linked to the missing campers and park ranger who have yet to be found, as well as 25-year-old Jessica Koenig, reported missing this morning. The sheriff's department says investigations are pending and no further comment will be made. In related news, Mayor Lockwood spoke earlier today.
Due to the recent tragedies that have plagued our town, we will be holding a memorial in Town Square today to honor all those we have lost. Join us in hopes that, as a community, we can begin to heal.
Morning.
What are you doing here?
Coffee?
We're not doing that. We did that last night. No more avoiding. Why are you here?
I'm here to protect you. That's all I can say for the moment.
What do you mean that's all you can say?
I'll tell you more when I'm convinced I can trust you.
Oh, God. I'm late.
Well, that's what you get for hitting this news three times.
What the hell?
Good morning to you, Jenna. Lark?
It's okay, I'm confused, right? Because we were not expecting you, like, ever.
Well, I got in late last night. Elena let me in.
You know, I'm probably just gonna take off.
Alaric walks out, and Jenna turns to John and Elena.
I'm still confused here.
I decided to come back and stay for a while.
Not here, you're not.
Actually, you can't stop me from living here.
Actually, I can, as legal guardian.
Yeah, about that. Lena, you want me to explain the situation, or would you like to do the honors?
Okay, what's going on?
I'm sorry, Jenna, I should have told you earlier, but...
I'm Elena's biological father. There. Now you know.
He walks out and Jenna stares at Elena incredulously.
What?
You brought back John Gilbert? That was your big save, Elena move.
I went to go look for Isabel and I got John instead. He said he could help us and we're desperate.
We're not that desperate, Stefan. The guy tried to barbecue me.
Damon, Bonnie's new witch friend is working with Elijah. So we have to assume that the Moonstone was never destroyed. Elena is putting all of her faith into some deal that she made with Elijah to keep everyone safe.
I mean, do you trust Elijah? I don't trust him. He's an original. He can't be trusted. It's not like we could just go up and kill him because apparently he can't die.
Still waiting for the part where John Gilbert's the answer.
He knew about the sacrifice. Isabel told him. He said he knew of a way to keep Elena safe.
And how do we do that?
He's not talking. At least not to me, anyway.
Great work, Stefan.
Top notch, as if I didn't have enough problems.
Damon walks off.
Yeah, I'm sorry about Rose.
Whatever, I knew the woman for 5 minutes.
Well, you cared about her after 5 minutes, though. I wonder what that means.
It means I care, Stefan. It means I'm changing and evolving into a man capable of greatness. Better watch your back. Because I may just have to go get a hero hairdo of my own and steal your thunder.
Damon leaves the room and Stefan reads a text message from Caroline. 911 now. At the Lockwoods mansion.
I got it, Mom.
Tyler answers the door to Jules. Stefan comes to Caroline's house.
What's wrong?
Tyler knows about you and Damon. He knows that Damon killed Mason. I didn't say a word.
It's that woman, Jules. She had a run-in with Damon.
Tyler was so upset. The look on his face, he was so betrayed.
Wow, this is bad.
You're not going to tell Damon, are you?
No, he already wants to kill him. He thinks all werewolves should die. And he's not wrong to think that, Caroline. I mean, what if Tyler tries to retaliate? He has every right to. He can get himself killed.
Well, we're not going to let that happen. Okay, we have to get to him and reason with him before he does something stupid. You have to talk to him. Just try to explain. You know, you always know the right things to say. Okay, he and I, we're friends.
I was right, wasn't I? Your little vampire friend, she was lying.
What do you want?
I want you to understand that a vampire will never be your friend. It's our nature to be enemies.
You know how stupid that sounds?
You need to leave here. It's not safe.
I can't just run away with you. I don't even know you. My mom would freak. My life is here.
Your old life. Your new life is just beginning. You have so much to learn.
Like what?
How to survive. You've triggered the curse, Tyler. It's important you learn what it means to be a lycanthrope. We live by a code of loyalty. We take care of each other. It's my duty and honor to help you. Please let me.
Elena answers her door to Damon.
Where's John?
He's not here. He left. I don't know where he went. He just blew in, announced to Jenna that he's my dad, and then took off.
That's public knowledge now?
Apparently.
You okay?
Yeah. Jenna's head's spinning, but I'm okay.
You say what he was doing here?
No. You know, Stefan thinks that he's telling the truth about wanting to help me.
You believe him?
No, I don't believe him for a second.
No, neither.
What are we gonna do?
Kill him.
Damon.
I'm joking. Okay, I'm a little serious.
Damon.
I'm gonna hurt him, Elena. I'm the good guy now, remember?
What does that mean?
I'm gonna have a civil conversation with your father.
Wait, I'm coming with you.
She follows him out. In the study at the Lockwood Mansion, Tyler opens his laptop, then suddenly becomes aware of Stefan standing behind him. He bolts for the doorway, but Stefan blocks his path.
I'm not gonna hurt you. I just wanna talk.
Then why did you break in?
Would you have let me in otherwise?
Tyler?
He makes to run, and Stefan pins him against the wall.
Shh, not a word.
Tyler, I'm leaving for the memorial.
Carol glances into the office but can't see Tyler, who's pressed against the wall by Stefan. She leaves. Jules has parked her SUV in a wood. She walks up to a motorhome and knocks on the door.
Brady?
She opens the door and peers inside the vehicle. Suddenly, she turns round to find a cropped-haired young man wearing a leather jacket and hoodie standing behind her. She smiles. And they kiss.
This is a hard place to find.
He told me to stand at the radar.
Thanks for coming.
You sure these vamps killed Mason?
Positive. We have to be careful.
I'm not afraid of a vampire.
I know, baby, but I want the boy. more than I want vengeance.
I say, let's get both.
He leans towards her, and they kiss again.
Maybe we're getting off on the wrong foot here.
What happened to Mason?
Stefan looks down.
Tyler, there's a lot for us to talk about.
I wouldn't do that.
Without a full moon, you're no match for me.
At the memorial service, Carol's with John.
It's good to have you back, John. We could really use you.
And the council? What are they doing?
Damon Salvatore is leading the council now. Talk to him. Excuse me.
Jeremy walks up to John.
Jeremy, there you are.
Looks like I slept through the homecoming.
You didn't miss much. Say that no one's happy to see me would be an understatement.
Like, things are different now. You can't come around and start up with all this anti-vampire stuff.
I have no intention of doing that. How's that ring been treating you?
Look, this is what you came for. Just take it and go.
What kind of man would I be if I took that from you? I'm gonna go grab some lunch.
I think I'll pass.
John nods and trudges away. Jeremy watches him go, looking torn and uncertain. He sees Bonnie walking towards him and smiles. Suddenly, Dr. Martin appears at her shoulder.
Hello, Bonnie.
I don't have anything to say to you, Dr. Martin. Or your son.
You must be feeling very confused about us.
There's nothing confusing about it. I trusted Luca, and he betrayed me. Elena told me you're both working for Elijah, so don't lie about it.
I won't. But that doesn't mean we're not also looking out for you.
Spare me the witch loyalty crap.
You might not want to believe this, but Elijah is a man of his word. You can trust that he'll keep his end of the deal with Elena to keep you and your friends protected.
You're right, I don't believe it.
Jeremy.
Is there a problem here?
Not at all.
What was that about?
More lies.
Dr. Martin watches them walk away. Alaric and Jenna share a table at the Mystic Grill.
I can't believe it. Elena is my sister's husband's brother's daughter, and her mother is my boyfriend's deceased wife. I mean, you can't make this stuff up.
It's definitely a little overwhelming.
I can't believe that they kept it a secret. How is it even possible to keep a secret like that?
She sees John come in.
Ugh.
He walks over.
Hey, you two. You think I can, join you?
Do you have to?
I guess I don't have to, but might as well. Look who's here.
We just need answers. Please don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, but stupid's so much more fun.
Damon, I mean it. All I'm asking is you try to keep it together. Be the better man.
He looks at Elena.
Okay, then.
John.
Buddy. How you been?
I've been all right, Damon.
It's good to see you.
The Lockwood Mansion.
Look about Caroline. No matter what her flaws are, when push comes to shove, you're going to want that girl on your side. She's your friend. Stop being a dick to her.
I thought vampires hated werewolves.
That's some sort of leftover idea from another time. Doesn't have to be that way anymore. We go to the same school. We have the same friends. We keep the same secret. This can work, Tyler. And it's your home. It's my home, too. I want this to work.
Tyler nods. Then his phone buzzes. He suddenly grabs for it.
Help! Help!
Stefan snatches it.
Whose number was that? Damn it, Tyler, I'm trying to save your life. Can't you see that?
We have a problem.
Holding her phone, Jules looks down at Brady. At the grill.
So, John, rumor has it you know a lot and won't say anything.
How do I know you can be trusted, Damon? Originals can compel vampires, and according to Stefan, that's why Catherine's still in the tomb. Because an original has compelled her to stay there.
Only because all of the vervain had left her system. Stefan and I, on the other hand, are chock full.
You guys are drinking vervain?
It's an acquired taste. I don't see that magic little ring on your stitched finger.
So if you know something about Klaus, you better start talking or I will kill you in your sleep.
Now, is that any way to convince me that you and I are on the same side? First, I need to know that I can trust you, Damon. That I can count on you. Then we'll talk.
John walks away. Caroline walks over to her car.
Hey! Hey!
Hey.
Matt.
I haven't seen you.
I'm not avoiding you, I swear.
Yeah, you're avoiding me a little.
Okay, maybe a little.
Can we talk later? I mean, I'm heading to work right now, but maybe after. We'll clear up some of this weirdness.
Yeah, I'd really like that. I'll just swing by when you're closing.
Sounds good.
Matt strolls away. Caroline makes to get into her car, then becomes aware of a presence behind her.
Excuse me.
It's Jules.
Caroline, right?
Yeah.
I'm looking for Tyler. You haven't seen him, have you?
Nope. Not since earlier. Sorry.
I know you're lying.
Really? How? Is that one of your little wolf tricks?
Actually, it is.
She turns away.
Well, I have a trick too.
Fangs bared, she turns back to Jules, who squirts her in the face with a spray bottle. Caroline falls back against her car in agony, then turns round again, only to be shot in the head by Brady. Caroline wakes up in a cage, a deep, bloody hole in her forehead. She stumbles around, disorientated. She reaches her fingers into the hole in her head and pulls out a bullet, which she drops on the floor. She wipes her hand across her forehead, and the bullet wound begins to heal and fade. She reaches her arm through the bars and tries to stretch her hand out to the latch. She can't reach and falls back when she notices Brady sitting watching her, holding a gun.
I see you got the bullet out. That was nasty. I got lots of wooden bullets. Other toys. It's gonna be a long night, sweet pea.
He shoots her again. Lockwood Mansion.
You want to be friends? Great, we're friends. Will you go now?
Look, I don't know what else to say to you, Tyler. I came back to this town because I wanted a life. I wanted to exist where I could have friends and where I could build a family. I have that here. We can both have that.
Tyler looks down and shakes his head. Stefan takes his buzzing phone out of his pocket and sees Caroline on the caller display.
Hey, everything okay?
That depends. How badly do you want to keep her alive?
Who is this?
Ask your brother. Where's Tyler?
Jules. Where's Caroline?
You made a mistake, Stefan. I'm going to give you a chance to fix it.
Where's she?
Right here. Want proof?
She enters the motorhome.
He needs proof.
Brady nonchalantly fires another shot into Caroline.
What's happening?
Hurt her again, and you're dead.
I hurt her again, and she's dead. Bring Tyler to me. The clearing by Wickery Falls. You have 20 minutes until she dies.
At the grill, Jenna brings a young woman over to Damon.
So, my friend wants to meet you. Damon Salvatore, this is...
I know you. The news lady.
Yeah, Andy Starr. Nice to meet you. Can I buy you a drink, Damon?
My glass is all full, Andy.
Thank you.
Damon gets up from his stool and walks over to Elena.
You totally blew her off.
I'm steering clear of all women at the moment.
You didn't have to be rude.
Trust me, it's in the best interest of women everywhere.
Damon looks away and downs his scotch.
Stefan? What is it?
Damon and Elena talk in the bathroom.
Why am I just finding out about this now?
Stefan was worried that you...
That I would kill him? Well, of course. That's what needs to happen.
No, Damon, not Tyler. Do whatever you need to do to get Caroline back, but just leave Tyler out of it, okay?
Why? He's a werewolf. He needs to die. I'm willing to kill. It's a win-win.
Damon, please. Okay, too many people are dead.
You need to stop doing that.
Doing what?
Assuming that I'll play the good guy, because it's you who's asking.
Be the better man, Damon.
John strides in.
Do you mind?
What's going on?
Nothing.
Doesn't look like nothing.
Well, guess what, John? Trust works both ways. Get out.
Look, we don't have time for this. We need to get Caroline back.
No, we don't need to do anything. I'll take care of it. First dad duty, ground your daughter. Keep her here.
I'm coming with you.
No. I'm with Damon. I'm
sorry.
No, stop. You're not going anywhere. Just tell me what's going on.
In the motorhome, Brady sits outside Caroline's cage.
So, how many vampires are there in this town anyway?
He squirts her with a water pistol, and she sizzles as though being scalded.
A vampire.
He loads a blowpipe.
Why not?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Get me out!
Excuse me? What was that?
Brady comes out of the motorhome.
Get it out of your system?
No. I'm just getting started.
Brady, let's be smart about this. I just want the boy. It's our duty to help him. It's who we are.
You want to talk duty and honor? These are vampires. They cross one of us, they cross all of us. That's who we are.
Elena comes out of the bathroom.
You're not leaving this restaurant.
You can't tell me what to do.
Yes, I can. You want to know why? Because I'm here to make sure you stay safe.
I've got that covered.
Are you talking about the deal that you made with Elijah? You really think he's going to keep his promise to you? Putting your faith in him was a dumb move.
Are you saying I should put my faith in you? After everything that you did to Stefan and Damon?
We've had our differences, and I've made mistakes. But you and I, we're family.
You don't get to use that word. That word is off limits to you.
Fine. But it doesn't change the facts.
You're right. Facts are facts, so listen up. You may be my father, but I am never going to be your daughter. You got that?
She marches away and John watches her go. Out in the woods, Jules paces outside the motorhome and looks around at the gloomy woodland.
I know you're out there.
Stefan walks out of the trees, holding Tyler by the arm.
Where's Caroline?
Locked up tight.
You let her go and I'll release Tyler. Doesn't have to get any messier than it already has. I'm not your enemy, Jules.
It's a little late to be waving a white flag, don't you think?
Need to leave town. No one else has to get hurt.
I'm not leaving without Tyler.
Tyler's free to make his own decisions. As soon as you release Caroline.
My brother, the peacemaker.
Damon strolls over.
Since Stefan got here before me, I'm gonna let him try it his way before I resort to my way, which is a little bloodier. So, give us Caroline.
Let go of Tyler.
Give us Caroline. Without a full moon, it's not an even fight, and you know it. We will take you.
I'm not so sure about that, tough guy.
Stefan and Damon look round as Brady and some more young men emerge out of the darkness. One of them carries a liquid tank and a nozzle. Another holds a sharpened stick. The men surround Damon, Stefan, and Tyler.
Let's try this again. Give us Tyler.
You heard
him? No. Get over there.
Tyler walks over to Jules.
Which one of you killed Mason?
That'd be me.
Boys! Make sure that one suffers.
Damon looks at Stefan.
We can take him.
I don't know about that.
Well then.
Damon suddenly lunges at Jules, who flips over him. The guy with the liquid tank shoots a jet of flame out of the nozzle, and Stefan grabs him from behind, aiming the jet of fire at other oncoming lycanthropes. A guy jumps off the motorhome, and Damon rips his heart out. Tyler runs inside the motorhome.
Tyler! There's a latch on the door, and I can't get to it. Tyler?
Outside, Stefan catches a stake fired from a crossbow.
Tyler, please! Tyler
hesitates, then crouches down to the latch on the cage. The lycanthrope loads another stake into his crossbow, and yet again Stefan catches it, then throws it back, piercing the lycanthrope in the neck. Another guy appears behind Stefan and stakes him in the back. He collapses in agony. Tyler unlatches Caroline's cage and pushes up the barred door, allowing her to scramble out. Brady and Damon are fighting, and Damon's got Brady on his back as Jules aims a pistol. Damon is shot and collapses backwards. Caroline steps out of the motorhome, and Jules slams her up against the side of the vehicle, sticking the gun into her neck. Tyler comes out, and he and Caroline stare at each other. Brady gets to his feet beside wounded Damon and grabs a sharpened stake. He raises it, ready to strike, then winces in agony. Jules also holds her head in pain.
What's happening?
What's going on?
The remaining lycanthropes all collapse in pain as Dr. Martin walks towards the motorhome with his hands held out and fingers flexed. Damon sits up painfully, and Stefan gets to his feet, staring at Dr. Martin.
Elijah made a promise to Elena. I'm here to see it's upheld. You need to go.
Stefan nods, and he, Damon, and Caroline gather together, staring at Dr. Martin.
Get out of here. Now.
They walk off, and Dr. Martin turns his gaze on Tyler standing by the motorhome nervously.
When your friends awaken, give them a message. They need to get the hell out of this town.
Dr. Martin turns and walks away, leaving Tyler looking around at the unconscious lycanthropes. Stefan walks Caroline to her door.
So is your mom home?
No, she's at work.
I can come in if you want me to.
I'm fine, Stefan.
You don't have to pretend with me. Anybody would be upset after what you went through tonight.
I'm okay. I'm not girly little Caroline anymore. I can handle myself.
You sure can.
I just really want to go shower, so...
Okay. Good night.
She closes the door, and he stays on the front step, watching through the window. Damon opens his front door to John.
Where are you on? We didn't finish our conversation. I'll bite.
I've been thinking. Personal feelings aside, Damon, I think you and Stefan will do all you can to protect Elena.
I agree with that statement.
So, I come bearing gifts.
The hell is that?
This is how you kill an original. In this vial is ash from a white oak tree that dates back to the genesis of the originals. The dagger must be dipped into the ash and then plunged into their heart.
Damon takes the dagger.
How do you know all this, John?
Isabel. She's very good at finding out things. But of course you know that.
Where is Isabel?
Let's just say if she accomplishes what she's attempting, Klaus will never set foot in Mystic Falls.
Where Lane is concerned, you and I are on the same side.
John turns and walks away. Caroline sits in front of the mirror on her dressing table and gingerly takes off her jacket. There's a large bloody stain on her chest. She pulls splinters out of her neck.
Hi.
Hey, did something happen?
Oh my, I'm so sorry, Matt.
Are you okay?
Yeah, something came up with Bonnie and she needed me. You know, a friend thing. You understand?
Yeah, so are you with her right now?
Yeah, so I'm not gonna make it tonight, Matt. But can I see you tomorrow?
Yeah, sure. Hope everything works out. Good night.
Good night.
Matt hangs up and looks round at Bonnie, sharing a table with Jeremy. Caroline answers her front door to Tyler.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
I had no idea they would come for you.
Do you know what they did to me?
Sorry. But it's crazy now. Okay, I don't know who to trust. You lied to me.
I lied to protect my friends. I lied to protect you. Don't you get that?
Caroline.
You just stood there when they were going to kill us. You just stood there. You didn't do anything.
I didn't know what to do.
You help your friend. That's what you do.
I'm sorry.
No, it's too late. Because we're not friends anymore. And what happened to me tonight, that will never happen again. So you take that back to your little werewolf pack and you get the hell out of my house.
She slams the door on him. Elena opens her fridge and takes out a drink. She closes the door and jumps when she sees John standing there.
I'm sorry about earlier.
Enough already. I don't want you here, and I can't make that any more clear.
I didn't come here to fight with you, Elena.
Yeah, I know. You're here to protect me. Got it. Get in line.
I thought you might want this.
A bracelet.
It was your mother's.
Isabel?
No. Your mother, Miranda. I remember her wearing it when she was young. I found it in a box of some things that your dad left me. Yeah, it's yours now. Miranda and Grayson were your parents, Elena. And I know I'm nothing to you. You have no reason to believe me or trust me. I've done so many horrible things. But when you lost your parents, I lost my brother, my family. I lost my way. And I'm probably never going to make things right with you. I know that, but I'm gonna do everything I can to protect you and protect this family.
He walks away. Stefan watches her from the other side of the kitchen.
Elena.
She turns round and sees Stefan, then runs over to him and hugs him.
Are you okay?
No, I'm fine.
Did you hear that? I don't believe him, Stefan. I just don't. Tonight, how's Caroline?
I could use your help.
Jules opens the motorhome door.
Hey, come on in.
Tyler comes in and looks down at Brady staring at him frostily.
I'm sorry about your friends.
Brady gestures to a chair and Tyler sits down. Brady places his liquor bottle in front of Tyler, who picks it up and has a drink. Tyler looks over at Brady.
It's not always like this. Is it?
No. Is it, Brady?
No, man. You're living in vampire country, that's all. It's way better than this.
Mason didn't tell me anything about it. He was gone. Dead, I guess, before he could help me.
I don't get what Mason was even doing here in the first place.
Well, his brother died. You know that, Brady.
But why was he stupid enough to stay and get himself killed?
Because of this rock he was trying to find.
What rock?
A moonstone.
I had no idea.
What?
Moonstone. Did he find it?
Yeah.
Where is it now?
I couldn't tell you.
Stefan knocks on Caroline's door. She looks through the window and he smiles and waves. Caroline does up her bathrobe and opens the door.
Hey.
What's going on?
I was a bit worried about you. After everything you went through tonight.
I'm fine.
Not good. But just in case, I brought some backup.
He looks round and Elena and Bonnie come in.
We're gonna slumber it. We haven't done it in ages.
Caroline starts to cry as Elena and Bonnie hug her. Elena looks over at Stefan and mouths, "I love you." He replies, "I love you too." Stefan turns and walks away, leaving the women together. Damon's in the bath with Andy Starr, kissing her on the neck.
I can't believe you called me. I thought I was being way too forward when I had Jenna give you my number.
I like a woman who knows what she wants. Oh,
thank you. Mm-hmm. So what do you want, Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome?
I'm not that tall.
He leans back and looks at her.
I need a distraction.
You can booty call me anytime you want.
See, the thing is, Miss Sexy Reporter Girl, I have a problem I need help with. It's really messing with my mind.
Oh. Tell me about it.
I'm in love with a woman I could never have.
I knew it. I know how to pick them. So why can't you have her? She's with another man, I assume.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is I'm in love with her and it's driving me crazy. I'm not in control.
Well, you don't trust yourself around her?
I don't trust myself around anyone, Andy. I'm bad, Andy. I do things. Mm. I kill people.
Andy looks uneasy. And he leans close to her.
Don't be afraid. You're okay.
He stares at her, and she calms down as though mildly hypnotized.
Why do you kill people?
Because I like it. It's in my nature, it's who I am. But then I have to stay together to protect her, and she wants me to be the better man, which means I can't be who I am. See the problem I'm having, Andy?
Well, maybe this is who you are now. Love does that, Damon. It changes us.
He shakes his head, tortured.
Just stop talking.
No.
Just kiss me. Be my distraction.
He kisses her hungrily, then nuzzles her neck. His fangs appear. And he bites into her neck. Andy struggles, and blood runs down her back. Andy closes her eyes in pleasure as Damon drinks her blood. Catherine sits alone in the gloomy tomb. She looks up, then turns round to the doorway as she hears something. She stands and steps forward cautiously. She grimaces as torchlight shines into her eyes. It's John.
I know you're expecting someone else.
I sent Stefan to find Isabel.
She got your message. She was busy, so she sent me instead.
Does Stefan know that you're here right now?
No.
No one does. This is between you, me, and Isabel.
I want out of this tomb, John.
I'm already on it.
The Vampire Diaries. ITFC audio description.